This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, hour three is already upon us. Myself, Kurt Rogers, joining us now. It's time for our Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. We do this every Monday. Kurt, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How was your Mother's Day?
Actually, it was very cold, but, you know, nice enough to still get outside and do some things.
Well, that's good.
Other than that, actually, Saturday was nicer than Sunday, but, you know that.
Yes, it was. It was time to get some yard work done on Saturday.
And I got some done, so it was kind of nice. All right, so reverse mortgages, you do this, along with all the other types of mortgages that are out there as well. Talk to us a little bit about it, and when is the time to even start looking at that and talking about it?
Well, you know, anytime you're above 62, you have the option. But what we're starting to see is there's a lot of people that kind of own the home free and clear, and they're thinking, how do I access my money? And with the reverse mortgage, what many people don't realize is your equity can give you a rate of return over time, meaning which, let's say you have a reverse mortgage to where you can access $200,000.
Okay.
And you have no payment. In 10 years, that could grow to almost $400,000. And then you could take it and still have no payment. And many people don't realize that, because you're making anywhere between 5.5% to 6.9% on that money tax-free while it's sitting there in equity, not being charged, but just in equity.
Okay. So depending upon the circumstances, it may be worth looking at.
Yeah, depending on circumstances. If you've got, a couple hundred thousand in equity, but you don't need it now, but you think you need it later, or you think the market's going to go south, this is going to always increase no matter what the value of your home does.
Okay.
Your home could go down, as you're still going to get this money.
All right. For those of you listening, Kurt's the guy to call, 720-895-0500. Kurt also takes over Haystack Help Radio on Tuesdays, takes that hour. And what do you have coming up for us tomorrow?
We're going to be talking tomorrow about with the new CPI, the index, and it going down and inflation starting to go down, how that's going to affect mortgage rates for the next quarter.
Awesome. Kurt, as always, appreciate you, sir. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next Monday.
You got it. Thanks.
Have a good – actually, no, we're going to talk to you on Thursday this week.
Thursday, yeah.
Sorry, I made a mistake. Thursday this week, Kurt.
Yep.
All right, well, I'll see you then.
You got it.
All right, man, have a good week. Kurt Rogers, again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority, whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy-down, or refinance and pay less interest to own your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
All right, Gino's Auto Service, they'll take care of you and your vehicle. Both have got loaner cars also, and they do specialize when it comes to alignments and things along those lines, but they'll take care of every vehicle, bumper-to-bumper service. Gino's Autoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
Take advantage of Geno's Auto Service specials this month. Get all four of your tires rotated and we'll do a complete brake inspection for only $29.99. Tires are expensive, and by rotating your tires every 5,000 miles, you'll get longer life and even wear. You can also take advantage of Geno's $79.99 four-wheel alignment special. Potholes seek out your tires just about wherever you drive. Coming out of the winter months, your tires and suspension can have damage from icy roads and potholes. With a four-wheel alignment, you'll get better handling and longer tire life as well. We back up all our work with a NAPA Nationwide Peace of Mind warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. We invite you to check out all our Google reviews. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Genos with a J.
All right, group insurance analysts. They're a broker. They'll find the best insurance for you, especially if you're a business owner looking for business insurance, health insurance, auto, you name it. They can do it all. E-GIA.com.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of Medicare options so that you get the right plan to fit your needs and at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local, hands-on service that you don't get with a call center or going online. Whether it is a Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, a standalone prescription plan, long-term care, or final expense insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, 303-423-0162, or go online to e-gia.com.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Joe, what's going on, sir?
John, a couple of things. One, your guest in the first hour, he was talking about emotional dependency on social media.
Did that was our second hour, yes.
Second hour. John, now people who join cults, would you say that people who join cults have some sort of emotional or psychological void? Well, my observation, and as you know, I spend about an hour every morning, you know, cruising these different websites, I believe that not all, but a great number of the people who are followers of some of these liberal sites have this cult mentality. They have drank the Kool-Aid.
I say all the time, Joe, and I had a discussion on actually Saturday, Mother's Day, with some folks where, and I was trying to be as nice as I could, but I really feel like if you're on the left and you feel the way that you're talking about with those individuals, they're mentally handicapped. They're mentally ill, if you would. They've got a screw loose. Sorry, I don't know how else to say it. They're dependent on things they shouldn't be, and frankly, they're not rational at all.
No, they're not. They have, you know, the old saying, they drank the Kool-Aid, John. They are irrational to
That's
the
right.
point where they will deny and refuse to believe. I mean, you can give them.
They'll deny the nose on your face.
I can quote them. Here's the link to the IRS website. Here's the link to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. No, that's fake.
Yeah, they somehow think that that's the government's own website, which, by the way, I don't always trust, but in those cases, I kind of do, Joe. They'll deny that even.
Oh, absolutely. So I think there's some sort of psychological or emotional void that they're
trying to... Well, you know, Joe, I really don't know how else to say it, but these are utterly brainwashed individuals that have no concept of what reality really is, and they cannot decipher from themselves good versus evil.
Right, and I think these are the same type of people who would join a cult if
yes.
somebody came knocking on
Agree.
Their door and, dressed in some sort of robe, you know, come join our cult, you know, the Church of Scientology, whatever. I think these are.
Well, in a way, they've been brainwashed and they're already in one.
They're right.
Literally,
but they're. They're just they're in the cult but operating. What do they call it? Work from home or remotely? How do you join a cult and not physically
Although this in and of itself, I feel, is one. And they keep in mind, and I'm trying to be as nice as I can on this, but these are individuals, Joe, that have been by design formulated to be a part of this cult since they entered preschool.
I think, John, I think you're absolutely right. This just didn't happen when they turned 25.
No, it did not. And unless, and this really is a great ad for CHESS, you know, the organization we have that's an alternative to public schools, but the reality is unless parents are on the ball and really deprogramming this on a nightly basis, much like you would have, you know, kids influenced by a cult or particular religion even that maybe you don't agree with, unless you as a parent are deprogramming them on a routine basis, that's the trap they're going to fall into.
Absolutely. And along those lines, I saw a meme today on one of these liberal websites that showed some little kid with these little thought balloons over her head. Will I be shot at school today? Will I be shot if I go to the mall after school? And people, it's terrible. All our kids have to think, you know, have to be live in fear like this. And I'm saying, if your kid lives in fear like that, if your kid are thinking thoughts like that every day, you have failed as a parent.
Yes, you've programmed them to think that way.
You've programmed to think. My granddaughter, I've got two grandkids. They don't live in fear of going to school. They don't live in fear of going to the mall and getting shot. And nor should they. Nor should they. Because the chance of that happening is about the same as
And then, you know, Andy added one more thing to that, too, Joe, which you say all the time. It's confirmation bias. Once they get in it, then they're just constantly fed that, much like a cult would do.
Right. And they're looking for things to reaffirm what they've already made.
I mean, I can go through the multiple different religions that I consider to be cults, Joe, and it's no different. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, 100% agreement, John. You want to move on to some other interesting developments?
Sure. Yeah, just leave me some time. I'm going to go through the Miller ad here at some point. But, yeah, go ahead.
Did you see the federal court ruling out of Virginia saying that you can't deny 18-year-olds?
I did. Yes.
Yeah.
Good news.
Good news. And, by the way, sound logic. The judge basically said, look, if you're 18, you're an emancipated person who has reached the age of majority. You can vote. You can enter into legally binding contracts. You can join the military. And to impose a restriction on them.
What I've said before, and this is how I would view it, if we're going to impose that law and it's going to stand all the way through the Supreme Court, then we need to change a lot of other things, from the time an individual can drive to when they can vote to when they can go to the military, and on we go, Joe. When they can enter a contract, so on and so forth.
Right. It's consistent. You can't pick and choose.
No, we cannot say that you can't own a gun, but you can do all these other things.
Right. If you're not mature enough to own a gun and use it responsibly, then you're not mature enough to vote.
But yet, not to play this card, but you can be 18 and go get an abortion without a parent's opinion or parent's approval.
Absolutely.
Okay, those are the things where, those of you that are on the left, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. If we're going to have kids, wait until they're, and I still consider them kids, but if we're going to have, 18-year-old adults, I guess, maybe say it that way. If you're going to have teenagers that are adults at 18, wait until they're 21 to actually have to buy a firearm, then they can't go get an abortion without parents' approval either.
Absolutely, 100% correct, John. So, interesting. Obviously, it's going to get appealed. And Colorado just passed this law.
Yep, we have the same one, and it's going to get overturned as time goes by as well, Joe.
It's going to get struck down.
And really quick, and I mentioned this when all of that was going on in Colorado. Here's the thing about that I dislike the most as a taxpayer. My taxpayer dollars now in Colorado are going to be spent defending something I didn't believe in the first place.
And they knew when they passed it.
That it was illegal.
They already knew it was illegal. So they're passing it. Well, let's throw it up against the wall, see if it sticks. Or I think it's virtue signaling, John. So they're squandering taxpayer dollars.
That's right. For all of you on the left that feel so impoverished, if you would, by taxes not being high enough in certain areas and we're not getting enough things done, your state of Colorado, as time goes by, is going to waste money on this.
Yep, and so it's just sad the way Democrats squander. And by the way, going back to the. When I read the preamble to some of these gun bills passed by the Colorado legislature,
they're all the same. They're all the boilerplate, as you know.
But they quote almost chapter and verse.
Yep.
The rhetoric you read on these liberal websites. The bullets fired by will tumble. Well, John, you and I both know. Yeah, after 300 yards a bullet from an AR-15. By the way, all rifle bullets will eventually start to tumble.
They eventually would. If you shot them into the air, they eventually would just fall out of the sky with hardly anything coming back down, Joe.
But they talk about, well, the bullets will tumble and cause more damage. Well, no, they tumble after about 300 yards. They don't tumble at 50 yards. But, you know, the nonsense you read in here is taken directly
well,
from
the It's almost like when people talk about cars that don't have any clue as to how they work, or even EVs, and they have that argument. It's no different, Joe. These are people that are arguing on a topic they know nothing about.
And clearly they should not be.
It's partly, really quick. It's also where I try to educate folks. I know you sent me a big thing on the EV end of things. That's what I try to do as well. I try to educate people so that when they're talking around the water cooler about these things, they're talking intelligently, because I also have the same opinion of conservatives talking about EVs that don't have any idea what they're talking about. The same happens there also.
Right. And just flash my, who was the congresswoman when she was asked about the high capacity? Well, after those are used up, they won't be any good anymore. Which one was that thought it was a good idea? Wasn't that a Colorado congresswoman, or was it DeGette?
It was DeGette, I think. Yes.
Yeah, and she voted on a bill where she thought that a high capacity magazine could only be used once and never reloaded. I mean, and she voted
on
a bill.
This is the stupidity of the people that are elected to go, to represent us.
And let's not forget Hank Johnson, I believe, out of Texas, who was concerned about Guam, that if we put too many soldiers, the island would
tip over.
The island would tip over.
I've played that one almost to the point where I probably wore it out, Joe, but I could probably resurrect that one and start playing it again. It's just almost comical. Well, and I'll go as far as to say this is the same thing on the – again, folks, I'll point fingers where it's due. I was saying the same thing, Joe, about conservatives talking about banning TikTok and having, some sort of an internet ban. Dumbest thing I've ever heard come out of conservatives' mouths. They're talking about things they know nothing about.
Yeah, and it's not right. Liberals don't have a lock on
– No, they do not. We are our own worst enemy at times as well.
We are. Different topic. You talked about Chicken McNuggets. There's a lawsuit in New Jersey right now. Somebody went through Dunkin' Donuts drive-in, ordered two cups of hot tea and some donuts, and the clerk handed them their order, and the two cups of hot tea were one of those little cardboard carriers.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the woman spilled hot tea in her lap, and now both she and her husband are suing Dunkin' Donuts for the hot tea in the lap, and the husband is claiming loss of consortium because of the burns on his wife's legs.
Oh, geez.
So...
That's just ridiculous.
Because they spilled hot tea in their lap.
Dumb.
The tea was too hot. Well, did you want cold tea?
Right.
They sell iced tea.
Yeah, you could have had that.
You ordered hot tea and it spilled in your lap?
Yep. Unreal, Joe. Unreal.
By the way, and at some point, John, what you ought to talk about, health, I know you ought to, on Thursday, vitamin D. I know we've talked about in the past.
Yep.
New study, long COVID, there's almost 100% correlation between people who not only catch COVID, but then suffer long COVID, which can be 6 months to a year of lingering symptoms. Almost every single one of them were vitamin D deficient.
Yep, makes sense.
Almost half the population in this country.
Yeah, it's almost 60%, Joe.
Is vitamin D deficient.
Yep, that's right.
If you're not taking a multivitamin.
And really quick, not to get on a tangent, but Joe, I blame the medical community once again. All of the anti-melanoma folks, and yes, I know melanoma is a bad thing, but I had a doctor at one point in time say, John, the least of your fears is melanoma. Your biggest fear should be lack of vitamin D. And we've pushed the sunscreen and that whole end of things so much. Not saying we shouldn't be protective of things, Joe, but we've pushed it so hard that now we have this huge vitamin D deficiency, in my opinion.
Right. And as I recall the stats, some enormous percentage of the people who actually came down with COVID requiring hospitalization were vitamin D deficiency. And now virtually all of the people suffering from long COVID have proven.
I'll bring that up with Kelly on Thursday. That's a great point, Joe. I'll do that.
So to your listeners who are listening tonight, if you're not taking a multivitamin,
you need to.
Take a multivitamin.
And right now, when we have some nice sunshine, and get out in it. It's the best form of vitamin D there is.
That, orange juice, eggs, oily fish, like tuna fish, salmon.
That's right,
all
Joe.
That good stuff. So,
that's right.
All right, John.
Good stuff, Joe. Appreciate
stuff.
It very much. All right, I'll let you go. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break. I'll come back. I'll play the Miller ad. Fair warning, there's a lot of bleeps in it where you'll still know what the word is they're saying. It is bleeped out. I wouldn't normally play it, but you got to hear the ad for me to even talk about my opinion of all of it. after we're done. And Andy and I may even follow up on some of this tomorrow as well, because there'll be a lot more that'll be out on the news and social media and so on by then. But up next, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Don't forget the Quiet Cool System, which our last caller, Joe, knows all about, and will vouch that these things actually do work and they will save you money. And Joe can attest to that as well, because he was in that industry for years and years. So the May special, $300 off a Quiet Cool System, 720-526-0231.
This summer, your attic can get as hot as 150 degrees during the day, making your air conditioner work overtime to compensate. A Quiet Cool attic fan from Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air keeps your home consistently cool, so you don't need to run your air conditioner all day long. In Colorado's arid climate, the temp is low at night and in the morning, and that's when your Quiet Cool attic fan goes to work. It pushes the hot air out through vents in your attic and gives you a lower baseline temp to work with during sweltering summer days. This is called thermal mass cooling. When you cool the hottest parts of your home, it takes less energy from your air conditioner to cool the rest of the home consistently. Get a Quiet Cool attic fan from Absolute and enjoy the best the Colorado summers have to offer and save on energy bills. Mention this ad and you'll save $300 just for being a KLZ listener. Call Absolute at 720-526-0231 or go to klzradio.com/absolute to schedule your installation.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
St. Colorado and Wyoming. Call him today, 303-744-1128.
You had a picture in your head of what retirement was: sandy beaches, endless golf days, and an empty, quiet home. But Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial knows that sometimes life gets disrupted. Family comes back to live and brings dogs, kids, and stress with them. Disasters strike, or situations change, requiring out-of-the-box solutions. There are a million ways that your plans can be derailed, and Al has seen all of them. He knows how to help you change it, accept it, or benefit from it. Al gets personally involved with all of his clients, not just financially, but relationally too. Al will learn everything he can about your situation to best advise you regarding how to achieve your goals and fill your needs, avoiding costly mistakes along the way or being taken advantage of by others. No matter what your retirement situation is, you deserve to see the whole picture. So schedule a free consultation today with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisor.
High Five Plumbing is next. There's $50 off a hot water, or sorry, a water heater flush, $200 off a tanked water heater, and $500 off a tankless water heater. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
You know it's been too long since someone inspected and flushed your water heater. Sitting on the problem will only make it worse. High Five helps you understand that when you don't get water heater flushes annually, it will affect your performance. And if you wait too long, it can spell disaster with a costly water heater replacement. Failing to flush your water heater can lead to problems such as poor water quality, clogs, decreased efficiency, and more. And a water heater that is not flushed yearly can last up to 5 years less than one that is properly maintained. In many cases, failing to do the maintenance on the heater can even void your warranty. If you're putting it off because of time, rest assured that High Five's technicians can get in, explain the issues, flush the tank, and be gone in under an hour in most cases. KLZ listeners get $50 off a water heater flush, $200 off a tanked water heater, or $500 off a tankless. So go ahead and call High Five for that at 1-877-WE-HIGH-FIVE or go to klzradio.com/plumbing.
Call High Five today.
You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, really quick. Some of you will actually see floating around, it's actually made national news, the knucklehead last week on one of the rented scooters going down I-70 in the rainstorm. Yes, on I-70, on not like a Vespa scooter, but the stand-on scooter you rent. They called Go or something, Charlie, can't remember, the green, the white and greenies. Anyways, how that guy ended up not, you know, winding up dead's beyond me. With the passenger. Yeah, I have no idea, Charlie. I have no clue how in the world that guy ended up not being roadkill. Sorry, I'm not trying to make fun of anybody, but holy cow. You got a screw loose if you're doing that. Anyways, all right. Miller Lite, which Miller Coors kind of hits close to home here. They have a new commercial. Now, I don't know if this is going to make it onto, you know, national TV or anything like that. It's right now just kind of making its rounds on social media. It was on Twitter. Walt actually sent it to me this afternoon. It's kind of where I learned about it, and then several of you have commented on it as well. I will give you my thoughts on this once I play it. I do feel like we need to play it so you get an idea of what's going on here so that you, if you want to chime in on it, can do so. It's a minute 20. Here we go.
Here's a little known fact. Women were among the very first to brew beer ever. From Mesopotamia to the Middle Ages to colonial America, women were the ones doing the brewing. Centuries later, how did the industry pay homage to the founding mothers of beer? They put us in bikinis. Look at this wild. It's time beer made it up to women. So today, Miller Lite is on a mission to clean up not just their but the whole beer industry's Miller Lite has been scouring the internet for all this and buying it back so that they can turn it into good for women brewers. Literally, good How, you ask? Ladies, take it away.
First, we turn the bad into compost. Then we feed compost to worms, push out beautiful fertilizer.
That good helps farmers grow quality hops.
Which is then donated to women brewers to make their own really good shit.
But there's definitely more shit out there. In your attic, in the garage, in your parents' basement. Send any shit you got into Miller Lite and they'll turn that into good shit too. Oh, so here's to women. Because without us, there would be no beer.
There's just a little bit of a words at the end of the commercial talking about how they turn bad stuff into good stuff. I'll leave it at that. Now, what are my thoughts? And I've probably got different thoughts than what most would think. First off, is this a woke ad? It's probably on the edge of being woke, but is it as woke is what Bud Light did with Dylan Mulvaney? No, actually, it's the opposite of that. In this particular case, Miller Coors is saying, we love women and we like what they've done for the industry. And unfortunately, through the years of advertising, they've probably been depicted in ways that maybe they shouldn't have been. So we're going to clean that up. I liken this to what I was actually a part of in the auto industry. Let me explain. Our industry was very much on that bandwagon of using women, I think, in a very demeaning way to advertise products. It happened at trade shows. It happened on pinup calendars. It happened in all sorts of areas of our industry. Until folks like myself in about the mid-90s came along and said, hey, we need to change the image of our industry. This is not going to cut it. We cannot have ladies walking into our places of business or even my wife and daughters and having pinup calendars all over and naked women here and there and so on and so forth. We've got to clean our image up. And by the way, we did. And it was because of, again, not taking all the credit, it was a lot of individuals like myself that said, listen, we need a better image for our industry and it doesn't need to be this. So I served on all sorts of different boards. I got on some things nationally. We did some things locally. And fact of the matter is, we cleaned our industry up to a large extent. You rarely, if ever now, see an ad for a car, especially, with any kind of a scantily clad woman attached to it. You very seldom will ever go to a show, the Denver Auto Show, for example, which at one time would have had some scantily clad women hanging around trying to get you into their booth to view their car. That doesn't happen any longer. We cleaned that up. Now, is this the whole goal of Miller? It's kind of a poke in the eye, if you ask me, to Bud Light, basically saying we believe in true women. We don't like the way they've been patronized in the past when it comes to marketing and advertising, so we're going to clean that part of it up. Now, some are thinking this is a woke ad, and it probably is to a certain extent. Is it the right approach? Partially, yes. I, for one, was in an industry where we did these things as an industry that I was not proud of. I didn't think we treated women correctly in our industry the way we did things. And I had a shop whereby none of that was allowed anyways. Ever. You wouldn't walk into my shop and see naked women on the walls or even toolboxes full of pinup calendars and so on and so forth. It wasn't allowed. And fortunately in our industry, that spread. There's very few shops today that you'll walk into to where you see those things. Very few. And in this Denver market, probably none. And if you do, it's probably not a shop you want to be at. And I'll just be frank. You don't want to be. So when I was watching this ad, I thought, they're doing publicly what we in our industry did privately. Now, should it be public? It's almost like they're apologizing for the sins of the past. In a way, it's almost like reparations for slavery like we as a country are trying to do now. I don't agree with the ad, no. I would not do the ad. I don't think you need to go back and apologize for things that happened in the past that probably weren't even on the watch of these individuals that are in charge now. Now, could you have an ad talking about how we're going to make an about face and do some things differently and so on? Probably. Is Miller wrong for this ad? I'm not saying they're wrong. I don't think there's anything in the ad other than using the S word like they do that I could probably disagree with. Is it being a little woke and saying all of the things when it comes to what they're doing to help out current, you know, beer makers, when it comes to turning all of the old ad material into new stuff that will then aid the new growers? I mean, I think that's really stretching the truth as to what's even going to happen, by the way. There's not enough posters out there running around and old ads that will even get turned into anything that will amount to anything. Probably not enough to put on one field when it's all said and done. But it's a marketing campaign. Agree with it or disagree with it, that's what they're doing. Now, will it hurt them like the Bud Light partnership? Wasn't even ads. It was a partnership with Dylan Mulvaney, and he was an influencer on TikTok and Instagram. Is it going to do them the same harm that Bud Light's had? No. I'll just say straight up, no, it's not. Will it help them? It's not going to hurt them, I don't think. Because here's the thing. If you're offended by that ad, then you're somebody that likes doing what the beer commercials did to women for a number of years, which is sexualize them and put them in a place they shouldn't have been in the first place. Am I right? If you don't like the ad, that's essentially what you're saying. So it's going to be pretty hard for people publicly to say, oh, that's too woke and they're going where Bud Light went. I think that's a stretch. I don't think so. Because the alternative is saying, oh, I think it's okay for beer companies to use scantily clad women to advertise their product. Right? It's essentially what you're saying if you disagree with it. No, I'll give Miller credit where credit's due. Somebody thought through this pretty well and said, if we run this ad, how could you not like it? It's sort of like going against an ad that said slavery's bad. Slavery is bad. Still bad. Still happens, and it's still bad. So you can't disagree with an ad that says it's bad, no matter how it's put together. This really isn't any different. Now, this is my take on it. A lot of you may have a different take. The lines are open. You're welcome to call in and give me your take on that ad you just heard from Miller, 303-477-5600. Some of you have already been texting. I'll read those as I can. The text line, 307-200-8222. So question is, what do you think of the new Miller ad? Now, for me personally, would that make me not buy or buy a product? I would be indifferent one way or the other. I don't care what brand it is that ran that type of an ad. I wouldn't care one way or the other. I guess where I'm coming from and where I wanted to, you know, how I wanted to couch this was, given I've come from an industry and in a lot of ways still in that industry, and I came from that realm where that was the norm, and we did everything possible to clean that up and did, I get where they're coming from. Difference is they're doing it publicly we in the automotive industry did it privately, kind of behind closed doors, if you would. We knew we had a problem. We knew we needed to get it cleaned up. And to our own credit, we did. Now, the credit is due to a lot of individuals like myself that just said, hey, I can't have my wife, my daughters, other people that I know coming and going out of my place of business when all this stuff's going on. And furthermore, as an industry, why don't we just clean ourselves up across the board? And again, to the credit of the auto industry, we did. And it wasn't just because of me. It was because of a lot of individuals that felt the same way I did. And that's what we did in the auto industry. Now, the beer world, you all know beer commercials have been run that way for eons. In fact, and Charlie probably can think back to this, to where the way I was raised and I know the way Charlie was raised, when you were a kid and you were watching any kind of a sporting event and a beer commercial came on, your parents almost turned the TV off because of the ad that was running, thinking you shouldn't see that ad. Am I right, Charlie? Yes, he's nodding his head in agreement because that's how I grew up. Yes, that's how bad some of those ads were back in the day. So is Miller wrong in what they're saying? No, they're not wrong. Now, I'll close this segment with this. You guys can call in. I will tell you one thing Miller has accomplished. Every piece of memorabilia that's out there that has a scantily clad woman on it for Coors, Coors Light, Miller, whatever, just went up in value. Now, was that the intended purpose? Probably not, but they are behind the scenes creating high value in that merchandise literally overnight. Is what it is. Are people going to pack that up and send it in? No. They just increased the value of all of it, so no, I would doubt seriously if anybody's going to send any of that in. They just made it more valuable by doing the commercial they just did. I could be completely wrong, but I don't think I am, folks. They just overnight increased the value of any scantily clad beer memorabilia out there, especially if it's got Miller or Coors on it. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. So I'll come back. We'll talk more. If you want to chime in on that, again, what do you think? 303-477-5600. Do you like the ad? Do you not like the ad? What are your thoughts? You can completely disagree with me. I'm okay with that. Extreme Auto Repair. Speaking of vehicles, speaking of a place where you won't find the things I just got done talking about, that's Extreme Auto Repair. 303-841-1071 or find them at klzradio.com.
You've heard that not-so-normal noise coming from your car for months now, and turning up your radio is not really a fix. Putting off those simple repairs can lead to more complicated and costly repairs quickly, or worse, they can lead to an accident or mishap that costs you even more than money. Extreme Automotive's ASE-certified staff will not only fix what you came in for, they'll diagnose your vehicle and give you their professional opinion on what should come first with absolutely no pressure to do the work now. Extreme Auto knows that you have daily responsibilities, and they've got you covered there too. Extreme Auto Repair keeps courtesy vehicles available so you don't have to miss a beat at work, at school, or with your family, even though most repairs can be done in the same day. Don't make a bad problem worse by waiting. Call Extreme Auto Repair now at 3841-1071 or send them a message at klzradio.com/extreme.
All right, Flesh Law is up next. Any question you've got when it comes to, you know, legal things that come up in your world, accidents, things like that, give Kevin a call, 303-806-8886.
Get relief from Flesh and Back. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now. 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Bruce Simmons, he is our reverse mortgage specialist. Any question on reverse mortgage, reverse mortgages, give Bruce a call, 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, a couple of text messages have come in, and I want to make sure I explain something to you. In the ad, since you can't see it, when they're talking about taking current stuff and turning it into new stuff, what they're talking about is they want you to send in any old posters or ads that would have those scantily clad women in it for Miller Coors and send it in, and in turn, they'll shred it and compost it and do whatever they want to do to turn it into new stuff they can now use to help new brewers. That's essentially the ad. Now, again, that's a stretch because the amount of memorabilia, per se, that they'll actually get in to do that with will be slim to none. Now, they are talking about how they're out on the internet buying those items that are for sale, and frankly, what they're buying is going to go up in value with what they just did. So I hope they've timed this correctly, because otherwise their budget is going to have to increase over what they had prior, because every piece of memorabilia overnight just went up, is what I was saying a moment ago. So yes, it's the memorabilia type things where a guy would have his own home bar and he's got maybe a Coors poster or a Miller Lite poster or whatever on the wall. It could probably even be a Bud memorabilia item for all they care. You can send it in and they're going to shred it and do whatever they need to turn it into new stuff. They're using the different word, of course. They'll turn it into new stuff to then make fertilizers and whatever else with, and so on and so forth. In essence, cleaning up the industry. Now, somebody said every industry knows that sex sells. Yes, it does. No denying that. And that every industry has cleaned itself up, and there was a time in our history where it was more prevalent than it is now. Yeah, you know what? I would agree with that to an extent, although you'll still see some beer ads at times where it's like, and it wasn't that long ago, even just a year or two ago, where you'd see some things where it's like, that's interesting. I'm not sure I'd run that ad today. So have they cleaned it up? Yeah, for the most part. Is it perfect? No. No. Is it better? Yes. So, yeah, make sure that I was clear on that. What they're asking for you to send into them is old, you know, posters and ads, even ads out of a magazine, things like that. And they'll shred that and turn it into something more useful when it comes to current beer, you know, barley or whatever, hops growers, I guess you could say. So, it's, by the way, it's not that funny of an ad. They probably think it's funnier than it is. I'm not looking at it in sort of a ha-ha moment. I'm looking at it as, okay, yeah, you as an industry had the same problems we in the auto industry had, and you're finally just now admitting it. Okay, great, good for you. I don't think personally, and most of you agree with this, it's going to do anything sales-wise to them, up or down. And I don't see it being in response to Mulvaney, to Dylan. If it is, it's more of a poke in the eye at Bud, because what you're really saying is we honor women and we're going to clean up our image and we really believe in women, not dudes that think they're a woman. See where I'm going with that? Now, was that Miller's intent? I don't know. I'm not a part of their ad team. I have no idea. But one would think the last beer partnership with Bud Light was with a dude that wants to be a woman that's not. He's a dude. And by the way, offended a lot of women in the process. Miller now comes out and says, women, we love you. We think our ads mistreated you. We want to make up for that. Here's what we're going to do in relation to that. Here's what we're going to do to clean that up, because we value you as a woman. To me, it's quite the opposite of what Bud Light did. Now, maybe I'm looking at it in the wrong way. Some of you would, again, you'd have to call in, and Andy and I can talk a little bit about this tomorrow even. I'm not offended by this ad from Miller. Not in the least. Some might look at this as being too woke and they've gone too far and they should just, you know, not even worry about it. I don't have an opinion on that one way or the other. I would not have done the ad quite the way they did, but again, I'm not in charge. So that's the Miller ad. Some of you maybe haven't even seen the ad, and that's maybe why you're struggling to even have an opinion on it. You will see it tonight. Trust me. And again, would I have done this ad as Miller? No, probably not. Not probably. I wouldn't have done this ad. And if I would have done this ad, I would have done it completely different than what they did. But I am not in charge. Now, one thing that I did want to talk about, don't have a lot of time for this one. Maybe, again, this is another one where I may bring this back tomorrow with Andy and I. There's a restaurant that has banned a family. This is a restaurant in Texas that has banned a family from coming back into the restaurant because the mess the family leaves behind, the restaurant's just tired of dealing with. This is a restaurant called the Taco Tiano. I'm probably not saying that right, but I think it's Tiano. Tejano. T-E-J-A-N-O. Tejano. Am I saying that right, Charlie? I think I am. Anyways, they tried to go in. As they were going in and getting seated and so on, dad was doing one thing with the kids and mom was doing something else, and somebody actually came up to him and said, we're not going to serve you. The last time you were here, you just left too much of a mess and we're not going to serve you. Now, the mom says, we clean up after ourselves and we really don't leave that big of a mess. Yeah, mom, you're a liar. I'm just going to say it as it is. You're a liar, mom. Sorry. I've seen what some of these people leave behind with their messy kids and think to myself, I had 7 that I raised and we went to restaurants in, and the mess was never like that. In fact, we made sure when we left, it was as clean or cleaner than when we got there when my kids left, because we didn't want that. We knew we were a large family and we already had enough of an impact on the restaurant. We didn't want to leave any more of a negative impact on them, and we wanted to be welcome back, which, by the way, we always were. We never had any issues that way. Case in point. The last vacation I took, my wife and I, we were in the back of the bus, back of the airplane. Long flight here to Hawaii, 7 hours. Okay, it's a long flight. I get it. As we were passing from the back of the bus to the front on the way out, we got up towards the more expensive area of the airplane, by the way. Business class. And we're looking down the aisles and they're filthy. There is crap from one end of the aisle to the other. And the comment my wife made to the stewardess was, wow, we must have missed the party. And she's like, oh yeah, it was quite the party up here. In other words, yeah, look at the mess we now have to clean up. People. Now, I don't think it's any of my listeners, because you're all smarter than this, but if that's the way you leave things, I can understand why you wouldn't be invited back to a restaurant. I would invite you back on the airplane if you left that mess. Clean up after yourself. How hard is it? I mean, I know kids can get messy, but good grief, clean up after them. And by the way, you can teach your kids not to be a pig. Problem is, the parents probably already are. This lady's thinking, oh, yeah, we clean up after ourselves. I'd like to see the inside of the car. I've talked about this before, but I'll say it again. I could always tell you, since I worked on cars for so many years, I could tell you what someone's house looked like just by what their car looked like. Didn't take much. Now, did I go inside of every person's house that I worked on their car? No, of course I didn't. Could I have told you what the inside of their house looked like based on their car? Yeah, I could have. Why is that? Because what's in the car typically is what's inside the house. And they pretty much look the same. And again, not being critical, it's just a matter of fact. Point being here, because this family was so messy, they were not invited back. And what was interesting is the family went on social media whining about it. And the establishment just sort of came back and said, yeah, you're basically, you're pigs and you're not invited back. They stood their ground. They didn't cave. Good for them, by the way. It's high time some of these businesses started standing up to customers that are wrong. Because, no, the customer's not always right. The customer's always the customer, but they're not always right. And in this case, evidently they're not. They did say, hey, you're welcome back in the drive-up. You're just not welcome back inside our restaurant. You would think that would be a sign to that family that we should probably clean things up a little bit because we evidently leave things behind that we shouldn't. Otherwise, we wouldn't be asked not to come back. Real quick, all of you know this, businesses don't like losing customers. But when the work for that customer exceeds the profit margin in it, you might as well not have them there. And that's evidently what this restaurant figured out. You're costing us more than you're worth, so we're not going to allow you back in. Something to think about when we're customers, by the way. Veteran Windows and Doors. Speaking of good customer service, and Dave gives the best customer service because he wants you to be happy at the end of the transaction. So the last thing he wants is buyer's remorse or you having second thoughts, and that will not happen with him because he makes sure that everything's done correctly on the front side to where you don't feel that way. Right now, 35% off all product, material, and labor. That's Veteran Windows and Doors, 303-529-0720.
Most window and door companies won't tell you about the codes and requirements necessary for the correct product in your home. Veteran Windows and Doors starts by educating you with the facts, without lengthy sales gimmicks. They want you to be more knowledgeable than the next window salesman you meet. Veteran Windows and Doors will ensure your windows meet or exceed the code for your specific area of Colorado. They know the codes are in effect to protect you, the consumer, and they want to serve you the right way. Veteran Windows and Doors makes the entire process hassle-free, from meeting with the owner Dave Bancroft to the final cleanup of materials and supplies. Veteran goes above to ensure your windows will be energy efficient, saving you money on your air conditioning and heating bills year-round. Go to klzradio.com/window to get 35% off not only windows and doors, but on all materials and labor costs with Veteran Windows and Doors. That's klzradio.com/window.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, that last little segment, maybe I'm a little more bitter just because of the fact that, you know, my company, we clean parking lots and do things along those lines, and you would be shocked at some of the stories I could tell you at things people leave and throw out and put in a parking lot thinking somebody like me is just going to come along and clean it up. What they don't realize is everybody's paying for that because, as I always say, the cost of that business gets passed on to every other customer. They just don't think about it at the time. So, all right, we'll be back tomorrow. Myself and Andy, have a great night. Stay safe. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.